Cancer research suggests plant food diet can help reverse chronic disease, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Sally Peckstein is a nutritionist and program coordinator at the Pacific Cancer Foundation. She joins us on the line from Maui. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Catherine. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, so you've got an upcoming workshop to talk about this issue.
We do. We're offering a workshop tomorrow evening on the benefits of a vegan or whole food plant-based diet. And our organization provides free support services to Maui's cancer patients, survivors, and supporters. So we want to just spread the information and the message about trying to get more plant foods into a healthy diet.
So now, does it have to be a vegan, you know, the strict diet or not?
Absolutely not. No, the workshop that we're doing tomorrow, actually, we are focusing on a vegan diet, and there is a lot of research that supports a plant-based diet. However, you know, as an organization, we meet people absolutely wherever they are in their cancer journey and how they're maybe trying to better their diets or look to a healthier way of eating. But tomorrow we're going to focus on a vegan diet and just talk about the benefits and if people are interested making that transition.
Well, I know one thing with the vegan diet, you know, folks worry about it being so strict. And I know just myself, you know, I eat meat, but I often get disappointed when I try different things in the store that sometimes, you know, the products are so expensive and then they don't taste so good. So how do you get over that?
Right. That's a really good point. So, you know, there are a lot of foods that are meant to be sort of transitional foods. So for people who are meat eaters, who are kind of trying to get more plant foods into their life, you know, when we go for those more processed foods, the meat substitutes and such, it does get pricey. But if you kind of look into your cupboards and you know, look to see, you know, do I have cans of beans? What kind of grains do I use? Do I have some veggies either in my crisper drawer, in the freezer even? Seeds and nuts, you know, herbs and spices. There's so many ways that we can get these beneficial phytochemicals. Those are the properties in plant foods that
research so strongly right now in the lab setting.
So there are lots of ways that we can just incorporate more and more of plant foods into our lives. So, but I do hear what you're saying about, you know, it's a little daunting to kind of try to cross that line, but we're going to try to make that more, kind of show people tomorrow that it's not so hard.
So maybe it's just like baby steps.
Absolutely. Baby steps are great. And, you know, my philosophy as a nutritionist and dietitian is that anything that we can do to bring more healthful practices into our lives is great, and there's no right or wrong, or it has to be done a certain way. I think that baby steps approach is really important, and just kind of looking to see what can we do, and also really having fun with it, and just being experimental and open.
I think that, yeah, you've got it there. It's just being open and trying new foods. You know, it kind of wakens up your taste buds, though, I think, yeah?
Totally. Our taste buds seem to be pretty racked by processed foods. So when we, you know, kind of bring more whole foods into our lives, and again, incorporating lots of herbs and spices. And also, the thing that I think a lot of us don't do is we don't really listen to how our bodies feel after we eat something. And so that's one thing that I try to do a lot with the people that I work with is, you know, how do you feel after you eat this meal versus that meal? And just taking stock of that is really, I think, helpful.
All right, Sally Peckstein, thank you so much. And I wish I was there on Maui tomorrow.
I know, me too.
All right. Sally offers nutritional support to Maui's cancer community. She advocates a blend of conventional medical nutrition therapy and complementary alternative approach to wellness. Tomorrow's nutrition workshop begins at 5:30 p.m. in the J. Walter Cameron Center.